Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to either our very last Women Around the World for this year, or our very first Women Around the World for 2022.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice.
I know. You never know with us. So today is December 20th, 2021. I just got my booster. Still feeling okay. A little bit sore, but I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Mm-hmm. Feeling happy about it. I will say the person who did my shot was very gentle. I told her after the fact that she was very kind. And she was like, oh, kind of massaged my arm. So yay. It was at a Walgreens over here in East Point, Georgia, if you know where that is. But we're not talking about shots today from our women around the world. I don't know why. But we are talking about this year and the fact that we decided to start this segment and how I've loved the segment, Annie. I don't know about you. I really love digging into seeing who is doing what and just basking in their amazingness.
Yeah. No, I love it too. I love hearing about people I don't normally hear about in the news and like all of the creative ways that they've advocated or been active around an issue, whether that's art or government. I just find so many of their stories that I'm like, this is so cool. And I find it really inspiring that there are all of these different ways that you can do that, that you can advocate. It doesn't have to look one way. It can look a bunch of different ways.
Right. And I was trying to count how many we did. I want to say, including the fictional women around the world, we have about 44 to 45. Because a few of these, we kind of hopped around and did some other things. But yeah, I think that's how many we've gotten. And I know we are just at the tip of the iceberg when we have these conversations. One of the big things that I wanted to do with the segment, and you and I talked about, was just really giving the flowers to those who are still alive today instead of waiting and just celebrating in memorandum, as well as the fact that, yeah, there are so many things happening around the world that we don't know. We are very obviously United States-centric, not because we want to, but because that's kind of how it goes when you get your news. It's directly affected, very localized, sometimes only Atlanta's half the times it feels like for me. I don't know about you, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's your fictional world, so that's your localized bits of news. So it's been like really fun to try to really dig in and dig deep. I will say the frustrating part is not having enough information. And I want to talk about what they did and I want to talk about what they're doing, but we literally are like, oh, this is only 3 minutes long because I can't find all of the in-depth information. Maybe it's because of a language barrier, or maybe it's because not enough people are talking about it. You know, we've featured several women who haven't been on Wikipedia yet, are not Wikipedia level, which they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that. But we have those moments as well. So discovering some things. So kind of highlighting some of the people that we have talked about. Of course, we have to shout out Nicola Mitchell, who created Girls Who Brunch. She was a past winner for L'Oreal's Women of Worth and is doing some amazing things. Apparently, we might see her on some other things. I guess we can't mention it because she told us. Off air, didn't she? Off mic.
Yes, she did.
I almost blew it.
Yes.
But she's doing some amazing things. She's also an author. So if you look up her name, she's got a bunch of amazing books out there. Y'all should check it out. Having her on the show, talk about what she's doing, how she's been influencing so many of those around her, just from her own past. And I think that's what another part of women around the world for me is that they're coming from maybe a struggle or maybe something they were lacking or maybe seeing something that was missing in their community. And they really took it to heart and did something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's what I think as a child, I never really had big aspirations to be this or that. But that is something I wanted to be able to say that I did. It was that I gave back to the community when I saw something was lacking, or I took something that was so disheartening for me as a kid when I was missing all these things, and I came back and decided to do it for those kids and or people in general.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I love hearing these stories too of the importance of seeing, like having that mentor, that person you can look up to, and knowing that these women, by doing what they're doing, are impacting so many others who might go on to impact their communities and so on and so forth,
right.
Which I find just so inspiring.
It is. And yeah, kind of like another L'Oreal Women of Worth that we kind of brought in that we hadn't intended to was Jaha Dukure, who has been working to end female genital mutilation of children and arranged marriages. And she had an amazing story, just really pushing for organizations to take heed and making a change for her community as well. I think she moved to Atlanta. I don't know if she's still here or not. That would be nice to know. And then Gladys Ruddick, who has been working for the movement Missing, Murdered, Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirits. She was one that had created the Walk for Justice and has done so much in bringing attention and in like asking the hard questions for her country, for the government, saying, what are you doing? Which is a great question. We all need to be asking, what are people doing? We had Ruby Corrado, who was an activist and supporter from El Salvador, who have been fighting for rights and justice for the trans and LGBTQ plus community. Like all of these different people that we've been able to talk about, it's been amazing, whether it's a government official like Unity Dow, who did so much during her time in trying to make change in our country. I just think it's so important. And I will say these are some of the most amazing people that we've talked about and can't talk enough about, honestly. Like, I really wish I could dig more into it. We would like love to get to the point that we could interview some of these people, but of course, we do not always have that access as we would hope, which we hope to change a little bit. But yeah, and then we add a little extra because we wanted to go beyond talking about organizations that work for the betterment of women and those who identify as femme and girls. Like we really wanted to push to see what was happening. And yeah, a lot of these people have started their own fights, nonprofits, organizations to make a statement, to make a push, whether it's changing bad policies or just talking about some of the injustices that have been happening around the world. So we've added that recently. What else have we been doing, Annie?
Well, obviously, the fictional women, which was your idea, but
it
was
true.
Very on board with it.
Right. And yeah, and I think we talked about, but why it was important that we do talk about fictional representation in media. And that's why we said it. I mean, Annie, tell me why it's important.
I mean, as someone who grew up loving fiction and being very imaginative and I just having like daydreams and daydreams and daydreams and writing things down, it was a big deal for me when I would see somebody that I could identify with or that reminded me of me. And I think that those messages, you do internalize them very young. So if you're like a lot of the stuff I wrote when I was younger, it was a male character. It was the main character. And looking back, I have a lot of thoughts about why that is. But I think it's just because I was seeing that a lot. And then also just apart from the influence it has on people as a whole of what we believe women can do, and especially for young girls, I just think it's more interesting. Like, it makes better entertainment if we have these more diverse experiences as opposed to something that's pretty much been a monolith for a long time with some outliers.
Right.
Like, I think it's just, it makes for better storytelling. It's more representative of us, of the world, which I think is really, really important. So it's always like, we want good stories, right?
Right. We want very rounded stories. And yeah, we need more. Honestly, as you are bringing more and more people out, I love it. It's kind of like, who is this person? Tell me what's going on. And the fact that, yeah, there is now a request, because I don't feel like we don't demand enough, but for more diverse people who represent us as individuals and recognizing that, yes, there are young women, girls, non-binary, trans people who love this stuff too. We should be represented.
Yes. And I think that it does excite me. It's one of those things where I'm like, with everything we talk about, it's the hesitation, but also the optimism. Because I feel like we are seeing more mainstream, like we're seeing more diverse, like superhero movies and things like Star Wars are diversifying. And you're like, I want it to be handled well and respectfully. So there's always that worry as well. And of course, the fanboys and all the backlash, which is very frustrating. But that does make me, I am happy to see it. I'm happy that it's moving that way. I still think like we could do so much more in terms of like women and race and also like queer stories. This is why I go to fan fiction all the time, because I could find that there. But I am happy that it seems to be becoming more common and also less acceptable for someone. I'm not going to say that it's way better, but it's becoming less acceptable for somebody to tell a story who really shouldn't be telling the story.
Right. At the very least, they're getting called in.
Yes.
As they should.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
What do you have in store? Because I know you're already thinking it. This is kind of the inside joke between all of us that Annie's already prepared and has been trying to rein it in. But what can we look forward to in the next year or in this year, whichever it is?
Oof. I mean, that's a good question because I do have a list and it's got like 50 names on it. I really appreciate listeners who have written in with their suggestions. I do think so far I like Maya Lopez and Echo on Hawkeye, and she's getting her own show. So I think that will be interesting to visit. And she's an indigenous deaf character and actor. So I think that would be really cool. Obviously, Ahsoka. There will be some interesting things to talk about with that, but that show's coming out, so that will be interesting. There's a lot of, like we said in whatever, was it the Hawkeye episode? There's a lot of content coming out that I'm kind of overwhelmed. And that's saying something, because I'm a big fan, but I'm like, whoa.
We need to slow down.
I'm interested to see how they handle, quote, Lady Thor.
She-Hulk.
Like characters like that where it's kind of like the woman version of this, which I'm hoping they'll kind of upgrade into, it's not just the woman version of this male character.
But they're actually their own characters.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
That would be nice.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be nice to see.
Yes.
Take heed, Marvel.
Yes. I hope Aphra shows up. We already did an episode on her, but I hope she shows up soon. Anyway, I've got a lot of ideas, but I do want, like, as passionate as I am about this, please, listeners, send in your request. The Ted Lasso one was a listener
request.
Fantastic. And it's not that I had never wanted to see it, but I probably wouldn't have watched it if not for that episode. And I really, really loved it. So I love finding these new characters that are really resonating with people.
I love Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. I love Rebecca. but yeah, as she's saying, we do love the suggestions and we do read them. We do hear them. Sometimes it might take us a while because, you know, it takes us a while. But we do see them. And speaking of which, we had one of our favorite segments where listener Taylor sent us a bunch of information, pretty much wrote a show for us because they were so excited about that, as well as knowing and understanding what was happening and wanting to highlight. We loved that, not just because it was easy for us, but also because we don't always know what's going on out there. We try so hard to highlight as much as we can. Obviously, again, like we said, it's very centralized because it's just Annie and I doing the research, looking up Google, telling Google to find it for us or whatnot, looking at the tweets, hoping that we're connected enough, looking at all of what we can for the newest information. But we don't always know what's happening. So we are giving a call out to y'all, the listeners. And we actually had someone sending in about the information about Poland, what was happening in Poland, mm-hmm. and giving us organizations about in Germany and allies and all of that. So things like that are so helpful. So if you're interested in having your information / something that you think is really, really important or something amazing that's happening, or a woman or a person that identifies femme or non-binary, really think that they need to be highlighted, send it in.
Yes.
We would love to do like a monthly episode dedicated to the people that you think need to be highlighted. So please, if that is something you are interested in, you automatically have someone in mind as soon as I said this. Now, again, we want this to be outside of the U.S. as much as possible because mm-hmm. we want to connect with all of our listeners. So we know we have a lot of listeners in India. Something's going on there you want to tell us about. We obviously have some listeners in Poland. Would love to hear what's going on there as well. Canada, give it to us. England, give it to us. Anywhere, Chile. We know that we have some listenership there. Please send us something that we might not know. We want that to be highlighted, and we think it's important that you are involved as well.
Yes. Please, please, please send that. We would love to feature any of those stories. Resources are always welcome.
Yes.
Just because, like Samantha said, sometimes it's hard for us to hunt those down, I think, being in America and based on what the Google algorithm is here. But yes, please send those to us. If you're in the U.S. and you're like, oh, we still want to hear from you.
Yes.
And if there's anything amazing going on around you, because believe us, there's so many things we could talk about. And this is but one of our many segments. So,
right.
Yes. Please, listeners, you are our only hope.
Right.
Please.
Okay, I see what you did that there. as in fact, obviously, if you have some characters that's out of this world, galactical.
Yes.
We need those too.
Yes, we do. So please send any of those suggestions or resources our way. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Happy New Year, Christina and everybody.
Happy New Year. Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.